Blog Talk Radio.
My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord, my hallelujah belongs to you. 'Cause you deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. All of the glory belongs to you. Oh, Lordy, my hallelujah belongs to you. All of the glory belongs to you. Oh, Lord, my hallelujah belongs to you. 'Cause you deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. All of the glory, all of the praise, all of the honor, you deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord, my hallelujah belongs to you. All of the glory belongs to you. Oh, Lordy, my hallelujah belongs to you. You know why? 'Cause you deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. All of the glory belongs to you. Oh, Lordy, all of the glory belongs to you. Amen. My hallelujah belongs to you. Amen. Glory be to God. And we know that God deserves it. You know, he deserves all the honor, all the praise, all the glory, amen. You know, forever and ever, amen. Glory be to God. For all of the glory belongs to God. All my hallelujahs belong to him. That's the highest praise, amen. Glory be to God. He deserves all the honor, all the praise, amen. Glory be to God. And, you know, that song just sticks in my heart, amen. Glory be to God. Because he do. Amen. He do it, but do belong to him. You know, everything does belong to him. Amen. All the honor and everything. Those just tuned in, we're going to be coming from the book of Proverbs, the 26th chapter. We're going to be in the book of wisdom. Amen. Proverbs, the 26th chapter. Proverbs, the 26th chapter, we're going to start at the 17th verse. And if you ever want any wisdom, this is the book that you need to go to, because it will give you wisdom. I'm telling you, it'll give you, it'll make you wise, give you the knowledge and the understanding of God, why certain things God tells us to do, why certain things he tells us not to do. And this is just the wisdom of God. The book of Proverbs is just the wisdom of God. the wisdom that he gave Solomon to write the book of Proverbs, amen. You know, it's like the book of Psalms, you know. You know, he gave those, amen, to the men of God to share with us while we're going through things in our lives. Those epistles are dead, but we are living epistles. These epistles are dead, but they are sharing with us things, amen, that they learn, amen, through God and experience. Proverbs 26 chapter, 17 verse. Again, Proverbs 26 chapter, 17 verse. He that passeth by and meddleth with strife belongeth not to him, is like one that taketh a dog by the ears. Now, this was a saying that he was saying when you go and somebody's, you know, getting into something. Say somebody having an argument with somebody. You ain't got nothing to do with it, but you jump in. See, strife is like getting fights and, you know, they get in, you know, different debates and getting arguments. And, you know, sometimes people do. They get in other people's business. They have nothing to do with it. They can be just passing by. Or they can just hear some of the things that's being said and they put their two cents in. Now, this is what this means right here. It says, when you go and you pass it by, meddling with strife, I mean, getting in something that ain't got nothing to do with you, people's fights and people's arguments, and said not belong to him, is like one to take up a dog by the ears. And, you know, anybody know when you have a dog, that if you take a dog by the ears, it will bite you. So this is what God is saying. You're like one to take up a dog by the ears because, you know, you meddle in somebody else's business, and those same people will turn on you. You trying to help them. That's why the Bible said, you know, don't cast your pearls before swine. Don't feed that which is holy to the dog. You know, these things turn them, you know, to harm you. The same words that you give them, they'll turn them again and harm you with them. So you can't feed that which is holy to the dog. Please cast your pearls before swine. 18 verse, 26 chapter Proverbs, 18 verse. As a madman who casts the firebrands, arrows, and death. See, they end up. They get mad. They start, you know, throwing stuff on you, talking about they going to kill you for getting in it, what you doing in it. And you're just trying to help. But you don't have nothing to do with it. And I just told you what the word says. It's like taking a dog up by his ears. If you take a dog up by his ears, he will bite you. And God letting you know some of these people, amen, that you trying to help, you getting in their business, you signing along with them, they're going to end up turning on you. Sometimes you see people, they end up getting killed. Because of other people's, you know, business. They didn't really have that much. They wasn't really the one they was arguing with. But by them getting in, they end up getting killed. We've seen a lot of that. All right. Let's look at the 19th verse, 26th chapter Proverbs, 19th verse. So is a man that deceiveth the neighbor and saith, Am I not in sport? Where no wood is, 20th verse, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceases. If you don't put wood on a fire, it don't burn. The only way wood burns is, fire burns, you put wood on it. And this is what God is saying. If you don't put nothing on it, don't put your stank on it, don't put your mouth on it, let me tell you something, it won't burn. It'll stop. But a lot of times we'll keep adding stuff to it. That he said, she said, I heard, they said. And see, that's what keeps it burning. That's what, and that's why they say a talebearer. They'll go back and tell something that you said, then they go back and tell what somebody else said. So they keep the stuff going. If you know, it's like a dog bring a bone, he carry one back. And that's where a lot of people do. They'll tell you something, then they go over there and tell that other person something. Then y'all too mad at each other. But the main one that y'all need to look at is the one that's talebearing. Y'all need to come together and tell each other why y'all had a fault. Like Galatians 6:1 said, when a brother overtake you in the fault, ye with your spiritual, go to him in the spirit of meekness and restore such a one. Don't go tell the other person. Don't go let them tell it, because they're going to add more to it. And they're not going to tell it like you tell it. They're not going to, because they, you know what? Some people want to see mad. Some people want to see you mad at each other. Some people want to see other people fighting against each other, warring against each other. But you know what? The Bible said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. A child of God is going to try to bring peace to your situation. They're not going to be trying to bring bones back and forth. He said, she said, and they said, and all this stuff. That's why the Bible said in the book of Proverbs, the 26th chapter, amen, the 20th verse, you don't put no wood on the fire, it don't burn. But as a tale bearer, it says, It said, where there is no talebearer, strife cease. That means somebody ain't carrying nothing back and forth, stuff will stop. Won't be nothing left to be said because ain't nobody bringing nothing back and forth. Stop telling stuff back and forth. We the saints of God. The Bible tells us, amen, to hold our peace, and he said he will fight our battle. Remember, the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. You're not fighting with flesh and blood, but spiritual witness in high places. Amen. You got to see what you're fighting against. And if you keep on saying this, and he said, she said, and I heard, let me tell you something. That's when the devil come in. Because everybody done put their 2 cents in. We ain't heard nothing from God. Okay, let's look at those still win with me. Proverbs, the 26th chapter. And we're now at 21st verse. As coals are to burning coals and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. That means somebody like to start something contentious. Somebody like to start fights. You got something, you're always starting something. You're contentious. You like, you know, people like mess. And, you know, it said that's the way it is, where coals, they keep burning. Coals are to burn other coals, and wood is to burn fire. And if somebody want to keep some mess up and keep something going, they'll keep telling something. They'll keep something started. They'll keep telling you something, what somebody said or what they supposed to be done heard. Now we at the Proverbs 26, 22nd verse. The words of a talebearer are as wounds. You hear that? A talebearer, I'm going to tell you, they'll tell stuff that will wound you. Do you know what? The wound, if you keep on letting somebody tell you something, you will never heal. You will never get over it because that's like pouring salt into a wound. If you pour salt into a wound, it will not heal. It'll burn. It'll hurt you. It won't heal. And that's the way a talebearer is. You cannot heal when somebody keep bringing you something. Somebody says, you cannot forgive them because why? They keep bringing you something. They keep putting stuff in your spirit. You cannot let everybody put stuff in your spirit, man. Because we are made of flesh. And when the flesh hear that and the spirit can't come in, all they hear is mess, that's where your flesh going to act. I always tell people, you fight in flesh, you got to use the spirit to fight with the flesh. Because why? Flesh with flesh, you will have none but a man. You're going to have arguments, you're going to have fights, you're going to have debates, you're going to have strife, you're going to have everything, every evil work under the sun with the flesh. Because the Bible said that he cannot get no glory in the flesh and no good works can come from the flesh. That's why Paul said crucify flesh daily. You got to crucify your flesh. It's no longer you that live, but Christ that live in you. You're no longer your own. Remember he said, brethren, I beseech you that you present your bodies are holy and living sacrifice acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You're supposed to be letting your body be a sacrifice. It's supposed to be holy. It is the temple of God. And Bible said, when you defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. You defile it with all this gossip mess, with all this strife, with all these damnable hearsays. People bringing you hearsays is damning your soul. You don't know whether it's true or not because you have not went to the person. You're supposed to go to them and them alone according to the word of God. And that's why a lot of times our temples are being destroyed. He said, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. Because, amen, we eating the bread of the word of God, which is his bread, but we don't have no knowledge of him. That means we don't really have a relationship with him. We don't really know God. And when you know God, you're going to trust God. And God's going to hold, God's going to fight your battle. Because no weapon formed against you shall prosper. He said, in every tongue that rises up against you, thou shalt condemn. For this the heaven is for my people. You can condemn everything that Satan's trying to do. The Bible even tells you to grieve quickly while you're in the way with your adversary. That means your enemy. Because they're going to take you, amen, they're going to take you and they're going to call the police, and the police is going to take you to the judge, and you're going to be thrown, you're going to be cast in the prison. That's why he tells you to grieve quickly with them. Still the 21st verse on Proverbs 26. So, I mean, 22nd verse. It says, when we just told you the words of a talebearer as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. That means you're feasting on it. That means it's going down in your spirit, man. When it says going into the innermost parts of the belly, it's going down to your inner man. And then when they go in your inner man, and your inner man is full of flesh, you're going to react on it. You're going to want to go say something about them. You want to go fight them. You want to go either talk about them. See, that's the way the enemy do. He said, well, there's no tailbearer, there's no strife. There's no enemy strife. That means you ain't got nobody bringing you something back and forth, keeping up mess, telling you that he said and she said, then you don't have mess. That's why you got to know them that labor among you. The Bible says, watch well as pray. Look at the 23rd verse, still in the 26th chapter of Proverbs. Burning lips and a wicked heart are like a potherd covered with silver dross. Let me tell you something. You got people, amen, they can't wait to go tell something. Somebody didn't see it. Their lips is burning to tell something. And yeah, I'm going to tell you something. They just like the Bible said, they like potherd covered with silver dross. That means they look like they really for you, but honey, they ain't really for you. They ain't really silver. They ain't really what you think they are. Sometimes we think people are friends, but people not our friends. They want to see us and stuff. Sometimes people don't want you to be with somebody else. They don't want you to make it with other people, be friends with other people, and get along with other people. And we're supposed to come together as one. We are presenting the same body, which is Christ. And let me tell you something. God's body, let me tell you something. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity. He took all them stripes so we could be healed. And we are sitting around and we, as Christians, will turn on one another, going by what somebody else said instead of going to them, like the Bible said, to them and them alone. The only time you're supposed to take your witness is when they don't hear you. First you go to them and them alone. See, there is a chain of command that you go through. Then after you go to them alone, they don't hear you, take two witnesses. Then when they don't hear the two witnesses, you're supposed to take it before the whole church. See, people don't go by that anymore because the first thing they say, oh, they trying to butt you on blast. They didn't have to do that. But you don't know all the steps people done went through to talk to certain people. So sometimes we don't need to be running our mouth. We don't know the whole thing. But that's the way the Bible said. There's a chain of command that you go up. You go to them and them alone. Then you take your two witnesses. If they don't listen to that, then you take them before the church. If they don't listen to the two witnesses. And we will start doing that. Like the word says, instead of worrying about somebody put me on blast or I don't think that was right. Well, it's not right for you not to forget him. It's not right for you to go around and be running your mouth on them to not see what they said or not or know whether it's true or not. And that's our whole problem. We tell everybody else, but we don't tell the person that we need to tell. We just having a little teaching this morning. Those that tuned in, we're just doing teaching this morning. Because God trying to teach the people of God, let's start going to one another. Let's stop talking behind one another's back. Let's stop backstabbing. Even David said, you know, who shall bind thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? 15th Psalm. He said, he that speaketh the truth in his heart and backbiteth not with his tongue. You can't speak with a double heart. You say one thing to your neighbor, to your friends and other people, then you say something to somebody else, you're speaking with a double heart. Speak truth. Speak the truth. The Bible says speak the truth to one another in love. It's the way you got to do it. You cannot go them any kind of way. The Bible says go to them in the spirit of meekness. That means go them in humbleness. Don't go all mad. Don't go all loud. Don't go like you want to fight. You know, when we'll do that, we'll get all out of our character. We let the enemy let us assassinate our characters by the way we get all loud. Some of us be wanting to cuss and say we saints of God. We be wanting to fight. We and other people go behind us wanting to see something so they can go back and run and tell something. The Bible said, blessed, you know, when you're the peacemaker, for you shall be what? Called the children of God. He just said, well, there's no tail bearer, there ain't no Indian, ain't no strife. That means somebody carrying something back and forth. Always wanting to tell something, wanting to see something happen. And a lot of that's the way we do. We know things that's going on. We'll wait till it happens, then we'll stand back to see what how it's going to turn out before we say something. God ain't pleased with that. That's just like you knowing somebody going to kill somebody, and you ain't saying nothing. Then you wait till after they kill them and say, well, I knew they was going to kill them. But I didn't want to get in. I didn't want to say nothing. You are your brother's keeper. And the Bible just told us in Galatians 6:1, when a brother overtaken in the fault, we that spirit is supposed to go to restore him in the spirit of meekness. Go to him in love and tell him. Then the Bible says, you know, if you forgive your brother, he's going to forgive you 70 times 7 a day. He'll forgive you. And you got to forgive him 70 times 7 a day. It don't open man, matter how many times they hurt you. You've got to forgive them. That's the word of God. Even the Bible told us that we got to love our enemies. Let me tell you something. Love is a whole law of God. And when you love God, you're going to trust God. You trust him at his word. And if God tells you to forgive him, that that's his law and that's his word, and we know his word is true, amen, and that his word is already prospering the thing that he sent it out to do, let me tell you something. We're supposed to do it. The Bible says, trust in the Lord and do good, and verily thou shalt be fed. You got to trust God with your whole heart. That's what David said. He said, I will trust thee with my whole heart. Not with just some of you. You got to have all of you. Look at the 24th verse, Proverbs 26 chapter, 24th verse. He that hateth dissembleth with his lips, and layeth up deceit within him. You hate somebody, the Bible says you dissembleth with his lips. That means you take stuff apart. You're pulling people apart. You're tearing people down. You're dissembling people because you're tearing them down with your mouth. We're supposed to edify and build one another up. Look at the 25th verse. Proverbs 26 chapter with the 25th verse. When he speak of fair, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart. You hear that? So when he's speaking well of you like that, and he know you got fault in you, he got abominations in his heart. He got seven of them, all the things that God hates. We all got stuff in us that we need to tell one another in love about each other. And we sit up and we try to hide it. We don't want to say nothing. I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. I don't want to be cussed out. I don't want them not to like me no more. I don't want them to stop doing this or that for me anymore. Honey, let me tell you something. You ain't in it for popularity. You in it for what's right. You in it for the truth. Even Jesus said to reign with him, you got to suffer with him. He said, all that live godly shall suffer persecution. You live in godly, you're going to suffer persecution. You're going to go through some things. You're going to have trials. You're going to have tribulations. God already told you that. But he said, cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. God already let you know you get everything about you on him. He's got to help bear your burden. He said, take and learn of me. The yokes, amen, that's being put on you, God is going to lighten your load. Sometimes it might not feel like it, but he will carry you through it. And you'll look back on later on, and you'll say, how I got over? My soul looks back and wonder how I got over. It ain't nothing but the grace of God. God's grace is how you make it over. That's his unmerited favor. See, God gives his people favor when we abide his word. He said, if the word abide in you, you abide in my word. He said, you can ask what you will, and it shall be given. God said, he ain't even give your heart's desire. Amen. Glory be to God. You delight yourself in him. That means love the ways of God. Love the things of God. Love to do the things and the ways and all the promises of God. God said he will give you the desires of your heart. Then he said, no good thing will I withhold from them that walk upright. Walk upright before the Lord. No matter what. No matter you might lose some friends. You might lose a wife or a husband down the road. You might lose a child. You might lose a friend. You might lose your grandmother, your grandfather. But one thing about it, you got a friend in Jesus. Because he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you even to the end of the world. God ain't going to never leave you. It's no matter. We leave God. He doesn't leave us. And how we leave God is when we separate ourselves from him, when we're not doing what he told us to do, when we disobedient, when we're not walking holy, when we're not walking upright before him. That's what separates us from God. We the ones separate ourselves from God by the things that we do that's not of him. He does not leave us. He does not separate himself from us. He said, come out from under the unclean thing and be ye separated. He said, then, amen, I shall be your God, and then you shall be my people. Some things we got to come out from under. It's unclean. And God cannot operate in us. He cannot bless us. He cannot do the things he wants to do for us because we're around unclean things. We're not separating ourselves. Sometimes it's our mouth. We talk too much. We put our mouth in other people's business. We say things we ought not to say. We tell things that we ought not to go tell. Just giving you some wisdom today. Look at the 26th verse from the 26th chapter of Proverbs. Whose hatred is covered by deceit, his wickedness shall be shewed before the whole congregation. Hear that? Before the whole congregation, that means for everybody, that person, the lie that they're doing, the stuff they're doing, they're going to be exposed. That means God's going to bring you into light. The Bible said what you do in the dark, he what? He'll bring it to the light. Look at the 27th verse. Still Proverbs 26, chapter 27, verse. Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him. When you dig a ditch for somebody, the Bible said you're going to fall in too. And he said if you roll a stone, the same stone that you put on that person, that means the same thing that you put on that person, whatever you did that person, it's going to be put on you. Remember, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If you sow it in the flesh, you're going to reap it in the flesh. You sow it in the spirit, you're going to reap it in the spirit. That means whatever you do to somebody, it's coming back to you. It's going to return to you. 28th check verse and the last verse of Proverbs 26, chapter 28 verse. A lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth work of ruin. When you got a lying tongue, you hurt people. People go through affliction by it. They go through sickness. They get sick by it. They just tied up because you're running your mouth, because you're lying. You're hurting people by telling lies on people. That means you're putting affliction on them. And God don't want you to put that affliction on them, because that same affliction that you're putting on them is going back to you. You wonder why people lying on you? You wonder why people talk about you? Because look what you did to somebody else. And it says that a flattering mouth worth of ruin. That means you flatter people. You don't tell people the truth. You say one thing to them, to them and say other stuff to other people. You flatter them. You need to tell them the truth. You're ruining those people. You're bringing people to ruin. Because you know what's wrong in them, you need to tell them what's wrong, but you tell them it's right. We got to watch what to say. You know, the Bible said that this tongue is full of poison. Oh, yes. It's poison. And you know what? This tongue can defile the whole body. That means whatever come out of your mouth, it can defile you. That means it makes you unclean. It makes you unholy. That's why we got to watch what we say. Because the Bible says, out of the abundance of the mouth, the heart speaks. I mean, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So whatever in our heart comes out of our mouth. That's the reason why we got to have a clean heart. David said, create in me a clean heart, renew the right spirit within me. Your spirit got to be what? Pure. Your spirit got to be holy, undefiled. And God wants us to have a pure heart. He wants to love everybody, treat our neighbor right, amen, and forgive people. So when things come out of our mouth, amen, it will not defile us. It won't make us holy. It won't make us dirty. It will make us stand truthful, amen, and we'll be glorified, amen. And God will see our good works, and he'll be glorified in heaven. And people will see God in you. They'll see it because of the works. Whatever works you're doing, God said what? He know you by the fruits you bear. He said he's going to judge every man according to his works. If your works is corrupt, you're going to be judged. If it's good, you're going to be judged. I'd rather be judged by God. Judge me by doing good. I hope y'all got something out of lesson today. To God be the glory. We thank God, amen, for this a day that he has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, I thank you right now for all those under the sound of my voice. Lord, they take the teaching, Father, and then, Lord, that it bear fruit in them, Father, and let the fruit be received with patience, Father. And, Father, then as it's received with patience, Father, let them be doers of the word, well as hearers, Father. Touch them in their bodies, Father. Those that sick, Father. Those, Lord Jesus, amen, that need a heart. Their heart fix their heart, Father. Those, Lord Jesus, that have troubled minds, oh, Father, we ask you, Lord, to bring peace and calm the waters, Father. Let their mind be on you. You said those who keep their mind on you, you'll keep Father, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to supply all their needs, Father. If that mother don't have food on the table for her child, ask you to bless them with food, Father. Oh, Father, they need finances. Bless them with finances, Father. If they need to have a spiritual condition, Father, that only you can do it, Father. Amen. We ask you to touch them right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we know that you can do anything with them, Father. And, God, we thank you right now, God. We receive you and your word in our spirit, God. Oh, God, that we may live and not die, declare the works of the Lord. Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, we located 5370 Stokes Ferry Road. Amen. Bible study 7:15 on Tuesday. Sunday, amen, we have our Sunday school at 10 a.m., our worship at 11 a.m., and we thank you. We do have our family and friends, amen, every fourth Sunday. We invite you and your family to come and have fellowship with us, amen. Everything is free, amen. Just come and we want a fellowship, amen. And with any more announcements, we'll let you know. Our apostles' anniversary is coming up in October, amen. We're getting ready for that. We have more anniversaries, amen. I will be doing a women's conference soon. I'll get with you on that. But now, keep this in mind. Remember, don't go and meddle in nobody else's business. The Bible said it's just like taking a dog up by his ears. And if you take a dog up by his ears, if you know anything about a dog, they will bite you. And what's that saying? It's just like sometimes they will turn on you. Remember, we had words of wisdom. We thank you for listening to the teaching today. And God told me to teach the people this morning. He said some people need to be taught. It's good to get preached, but sometimes we need to be taught. Amen. And we thank you for all those that's listening. And remember, I love you, and you can't do nothing about it.